Unidad 4.
You and your dreams.
Unidad 4. Sesión A. Actividad 12.
Pot. Port. Cot. Court. Shot. Short.
One.
Pot.
Two.
Cot.
Three.
Short.
Four.
Spot.
Five.
Cork.
Six.
Hock.
Seven.
Forks.
Eight.
Fond.
Nine.
Popper.
Ten.
Naughty. John taught the poor fox to use forks. Although Tom has spots, he is very good at sports. The tot fell from the cot, but I caught him. The trawler called at ports with lots of pots.
Unidad 4. Sesión A. Actividad 13.
I remember I was on this roof. I think it was a school roof, like a very big house. I was with someone I work with called Nina. I don't know why we were on the roof, but she was looking for something and I was following her. She was climbing higher and higher up this roof ahead of me, rather carelessly. I knew she could fall at any moment, and I shouted, "Come down, Nina, that's far enough." But she kept going. I knew the roof was very slippery, so I was very careful, but my shoes kept slipping underneath me, and I couldn't get very far. And finally I stopped, and I really shouted at her, "Come down now, I'm not climbing any more." And she turned and said, "Come on, don't be frightened, we're nearly there." But I didn't know what she was looking for. I stopped and climbed in through a tiny window which was halfway up the roof. And when I turned to look out through the window, I saw Nina. She was falling down the roof towards me very fast, and I didn't know what to do next. She hung on to the part of the roof that formed the window. I was relieved and really angry with her at the same time. "You could kill yourself," I said angrily, and she just laughed. She thought it was good fun. And then I woke up.
Unidad 4. Sesión B. Actividad 13.
Pronunciation. Competition. Introduction. Intonation. Photographic. Understanding. Advertisement. Comfortable. Vegetable. Difficulty. Jack had difficulty understanding pronunciation. Andrew did the advertising for the photographic competition. Belinda didn't feel comfortable cooking vegetables. Write an introduction immediately about the difficulty of pronunciation and intonation.
Unidad 4. Sesión B. Actividad 14.
Do you have any recurring dreams or similar dreams?
Oh, yes. I have this dream when I know someone is chasing me, but I never see the person. Don't know who it is. I just know I have to keep running away.
Well, my dream is of falling, usually through an unexpected hole in the floor. I just fall, and I know there is nothing I can do about it, so I just wait to hit the ground. But I never do.
My dream is similar, but in mine, I'm floating, usually over my hometown. I know it's my hometown, but I don't recognize it.
My biggest nightmare is when I go into this room and I think it's going to be a normal, small room, but it's enormous. And there are thousands of people listening to a speech. And I come in, and the speaker stops, and everyone turns and stares at me. And I can't go back out.
I have a nightmare about arriving late. I know I have to get somewhere urgently, so I take every precaution to make sure I arrive on time, but something happens to stop me.
I have this dream where I'm swimming in this enormous sea, and I don't really know where I'm going. But I know there's a boat there, but the people don't see me.
Unidad 4. Consolidación. Actividad 3.
Do you have a regular time to go to bed during the week? And what about the weekends? How many hours sleep do you usually need? Do you usually sleep well or badly? What keeps you awake? Do you get tired during the day? And when you are asleep, do you often have nightmares?
Unidad 4. Consolidación. Actividad 4.
Professor Roberts, I suppose the main question is, what is it that tells us it's time to sleep? Is it the time on the clock, or are there other reasons? I gather there has been some research on this question, hasn't there?
Well, yes, there has. In Florida, a volunteer was shut up in a special room for 2 weeks. He was allowed to sleep as much as he wanted, but there were no clocks in the room, and the lights were always on, so it didn't get dark.
In other words, the only way he could tell if it was lunchtime, tea time, or bedtime was from what his body told him.
Yes, that's right. The man settled down to a regular rhythm of sleep and wakefulness, which was about the same as normal. The fact that he did this shows that he must have a mechanism in his body telling him to fall asleep and wake up.
A sort of body clock.
Exactly. Millions of years ago, when creatures first inhabited the Earth, there were regular days and nights, just as there are today. The first creatures slept at night and were awake during the day, but gradually, different animals developed different sleep patterns. For example, an elephant has to spend most of the day finding and eating food, so it sleeps only 2 hours a day. In contrast, gorillas and domestic cats sleep about 18 hours a day.
Yes, that's very interesting. Now, there's just one other thing I'd like to...